This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. You may feel like your food bills are getting bigger and bigger. So this morning, we are going to look at ways to cash in on some of the sales at the grocery store. On the line with me now is Chris Jolfs, nutrition and wellness educator with the Illinois Extension Service, serving Madison, Monroe, and St. Clair counties in Illinois. Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So what items do grocers put on sale that we can take advantage of?
Finding those sales is probably the first step, so making sure you're checking those store circulars, looking for the coupons. I always like to shop in the sale aisle and then kind of do my planning, meal planning that week on what is on sale, so that's always a good idea. But when they put certain things on sales, so of course those staple foods like your beans, your pasta, your rice, all those canned goods, anytime those are on sale, and if you have the space for them, you know, you can store those for quite a long time. Also, we don't often think about milk and eggs and dairy products, storing those in, but you can actually store those in the freezer. So milk can be stored in the freezer. So if you find a good bargain on some gallons of milk, if you have the room, again, you can put those in the freezer. Again, the quality might not be what you're expecting after. So a lot of times it might be better for baking goods. You might just have to experiment. Eggs you can freeze as long as you're not freezing them in the shell. So I know eggs are quite pricey right now at the grocery store. So if you find a deal on them, you can purchase more, and then you can crack those shells open, kind of like you're going to make scrambled eggs, and then store them that way. So you don't want to store them in the shell. So, and again, you know, purchasing meat that goes on sale, they always have different bargains on, you know, ground beef or chicken. So it's always a great idea if you can buy those in bulk and then get some freezer safety bags and put those in the freezer as well. Divide that up for your, depending on your family size and your portion sizes needed.
Do you have to be careful with the meat you buy on sale? A lot of times, like, I will see certain things on sale and maybe it's like just about to hit that Best Buy or expiration date. What do we need to know about that?
So that is a great point. The sell-by dates and use-by dates can always be quite confusing. So that sell-by date is the date that the item needs to be removed from the store shelf. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be bad that date. And for meats and things, you know, you would get that, and you would probably want to cook it with the next couple days. It shouldn't be a problem if it, that is just the, you know, the date that they suggest to reach the best quality. And of course, meat products, we want to be a little bit more careful on those. So you would want to cook those right away or put them in your freezer right away if, you know, they're getting ready to go out of date. But other items, dairy products can usually last up to a week longer than that sale-by date. And then eggs can be kept for about 3 to 5 weeks, actually, behind that date. And it often becomes, you know, if something has an off taste or off smell, that's whenever we'd be concerned. But as long as you're taking proper care, putting it in your refrigerator as soon as you get home, you know, not keeping it in your car too long, especially on a warm day, as long as we're taking care and storing those items like we should, they can last longer than those use-by dates.
How long can we freeze things? Like, how long can you keep them in a freezer before they do start to lose their quality?
So really, it kind of depends on the food. So, and again, it's a quality aspect. So you're stopping the growth of any bacteria when you are putting it in the freezer. The only way to kill the bacteria is, of course, cooking it to the proper temperatures. But again, different foods, different amount of time. Meats and things can be up, 6 to 12 months. Again, it just depends on if the item was cared for properly, stored without extra air in the bags to get those, you don't want any freezer burn. But really, they can last quite a long time, and it kind of really depends on the type of food you're looking at.
Is there anything that you would say we shouldn't freeze, or it's hard to freeze and keep its quality, even if you're using it to cook with and not trying to eat it fresh again?
We freeze a lot of items at our house that I didn't realize I could previously. I would say some produce, maybe like apples and pears, they don't freeze quite as well. You could possibly make some applesauce or jelly or jams. Again, some of those fruits, vegetables, produce doesn't always freeze the best, or if it, if you're going to want to eat it raw, it will be a different texture. So I always say to use those in maybe, if you're freezing berries, use those in smoothies, because you're going to have like a little bit more of a mushier texture than you would if they were fresh.
And I heard you say meal planning. How important is that at this point in time when we are looking at high prices at the grocery store?
You can eat on a budget. You can do your grocery shopping on a budget. So like I said, if you can look at those sale ads, and maybe a lot of the times there's grocery stores that have the apps now, and they even give you ideas of what's on sale and recipes to make from those. If there's ground beef on sale, some taco shells, a lot of times they try items together or so they can, be turned into meals. So I know there's a lot of new and a lot of great resources that are available out there that a lot of people aren't aware of.
That is Chris Jelfs, nutrition and wellness educator for the Illinois Extension through the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Thank you so much, Chris, for your time.
Thanks so much.